June 12th, Christian Consideration. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1, verses 9, verse 13. Now concerning things offered to idols, we know we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. But beware lest how somehow this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to those who are weak. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I'll never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. Paul is encouraging the church at Corinth to be sensitive to each other, to make sure they don't violate the conscience of their brothers and sisters in Christ. Corinth was a city with a thriving pagan temple economy. They would have meals available in these temples, and it must have been some of the best eating in the city. The problem with this food was that it was offered to idols and foreign gods. So Paul is addressing this issue. This Corinthian church had some issues. Paul is saying that we have knowledge when it comes to idols. We know idols are not anything. As believers, we know there's only one God and one Lord Jesus Christ. Everything else is false. So to many believers, idols meant nothing. But not everyone had that knowledge. And this is where love comes in. Love considers the fact that some believers were very conscious of the idols. Eating meat in the idol's temple bothered them. It wounded their weak conscience. Knowledge is puffed up or arrogant and would tell this weaker believer just to get over it. But love will consider their conscience and not push the issue. Food does not bring us closer to God, nor does it keep us from Him. Food is totally neutral. But Paul was warning the church to not allow this knowledge of food's neutrality to be a stumbling block, a problem for the one with the weak conscience. This is why Paul declared that if food offered to idols caused a weak brother to stumble, he would not eat meat again. Love is concerned about the other person. Application. Here in America, the evangelical church culture for many years has been opposed to drinking alcohol. I've seen that change pretty dramatically over the last 40 years, but it used to be a thing. And in some circles, it still is. While in Europe, some believers felt it was fine to drink wine, but coffee was a big no-no. As a non-drinker, I don't make alcohol an issue, but one reason I've stayed away from drinking is for other people. If someone saw me drinking, it may open the door to drinking for them. And quite frankly, some cannot handle alcohol. It's ruined many lives. The idea of Christian consideration is that it's not what I know, but what will help someone else? It's not living free for me, but what will it do for my brother? We must use wisdom here. One man left our church in the 90s when I stopped wearing a tie on Sunday morning. This is the Gulf Coast of Texas. It's hot here, so I'm holding on to my freedom in Christ. However, if I was a guest speaker at a church that wears ties, then ties it is. Love builds up.